Welcome back to another Courtney Nolan, the podcast, or Unfiltered Intimacy, depending on when you're listening to this episode. Today, I have the beautiful Soph. And look, I'm not even going to try to do her justice. She is going to introduce herself and all the incredible things that she does because we all need a Sophie in our life.
Oh, bless.
I'm like, I can try to pitch you, but I honestly feel like you just do such a better job and you do so freaking much. I don't want to miss anything. So kick us off, Soph.
All right, cool. Hi, I'm Sophie, and I guess most people know me as the women's embodiment photographer. But I'm also a creative business director, so I also help women with their branding, website design, and all that I do is kind of based around women's empowerment, feeling really sexy in your skin, and being able to step into the world with the confidence and the liberation that we all deserve as women.
And just before we started to hit record, which I know I do all the time, and then I'm like, oh, I frig, I need to hit record. We were just chatting about how we have a very similar interest at the moment. And I spoke to you, what, 18 months ago, and we were chatting about very feminine energy and like just that on like a personal level. But I feel like since we spoke last and recorded a pod, we have both sort of evolved business-wise and are now both really attracted to working with high achieving women, like CEO minded women who are fantastic and like business wise killing it, but then are now looking at like their, either bedroom or their body, and they're sort of like, what the fuck, where do I start? This is super daunting.
Yeah, 100%. And it's really exciting because, for the last 4 years, I've been really focusing in on like embodiment facilitators, sexologists, yoga teachers, people that are already really embodied, and that's been beautiful. But it kind of was brought to my attention that, there's all of these high achieving women that are so disconnected to their pleasure and to their expression that, yes, they could be super successful in business, but then when it comes to their personal life, their relationships, like they're actually so stuck and so blocked, and they have no idea how to be able to access that. So yeah, I'm in this like interesting transition between like, I feel like it's time to like bring my work into these spaces and to be able to help those really ambitious women to be able to find that like deep pleasure within them and be able to like blend it with, being such a high achieving woman.
Yeah. And I think like you and I made notes before we started to chat about like what like self-love and body image like looks like. And I think when you look at the worlds of like high achieving women and like empowered women, it's almost like they need to be two separate beings or expressions, or that they look really, really different. And I mean, I see a lot of that in the work that you do, and just bringing out like that real sort of like the raw feminine sort of really magnetic side of things. But then whenever I see like really successful businesswomen, it's like, oh, you need to be wearing a blazer and it has to look very clean cut and everything needs to be super polished. And you don't speak about like sex or anything like that because it's either too woo-woo or it's just not spoken about in the same context of like high achieving women, because for whatever reason. So I'm like, what do you think is in terms of like that you were like, oh, this is what I want, women to know?
I mean, we all have like our own ideas of like what's professional, right? Like for me, when I was working purely with like women in the self-love space, my idea of professional was like if that person needed my pants, or like I would take my pants off and give them my pants, or like it's like if somebody's taking their top off, yeah, I'll take my top off too. We're in that same boat. So I feel like so much of it is like what's important to you and how do you want to show up? And I feel like, yeah, there's this very like cookie cutter way of being able to like show up if you're in that corporate world. And also same for the other side, like for yoga teachers, it's like you have to show up in this really natural, embodied way, which is beautiful. But there's like, where's that? How can we blend that? And how can we like integrate all sides of us? Because I know that for me, like I have been pretty fearful of actually stepping into that other side of like being really ambitious and really presenting myself in a way in which like actually makes me feel really sexy or really powerful, rather than always just being that like really raw, natural kind of self. So it's being able to find that like blend and being able to balance it, because I feel like you can be on, you know, one side of the spectrum, you know, be that like highly ambitious, CEO driven, like powerful woman, and have this like idea of what that means, you know, the blazer, the perfect like manicured, you know, like retouched face where you're like smooth and polished and gorgeous, and then have like the other side where it's like no makeup and, you know, really, really raw and earthy, and, you know, but are you actually like showcasing all of you? And, you know, I think that there is ways to be able to make it more authentic, and it's time to start like bringing in that authenticity a little bit more.
Tell me, so if I know I'm putting you on the spot with like everything, because you've just taken a really different direction to what we've learned. But what do you think then? Because like, I mean, as somebody who, I mean, I'd never had a photographer in my life other than my wedding. So starting a business, I was like, okay, I need some shots, you know, that can go on my website, blah, blah, blah. And looking back on the shoots that I've done, I too had the blazer shots. I was like, this is what professional means. Like, I need to be taken seriously, especially when my business is sex. Like, I need to be doing anything to sort of like not water it down, but make it more palatable for people. And in a way, I definitely feel like I made myself more palatable for people, but that was just not me. So I've done the blazer shoots too. And then it sort of was like, that just like, that's not what you're getting when you're working with me. Like, you are not getting a girl in a blazer, like stuffy. It's not me. Like, for some people, it really is. And they rock it and it's amazing, but it's just, it's not my version of like, this is what is authentic or professional for me. So now I see how things for myself have sort of like evolved, and like my most recent shoot we did, it's not up yet, but it might be by the time this podcast goes live, but it was like with ice cream. It was like vanilla ice cream. And I said to the photographer, I'm like, I really want this to be like a play on like, you know, vanilla can be fun sort of style, like with like sex and stuff like that. It was so fun, so far from like some of the other stuff that I'd done, but I'm like, this is really authentic to me. This is fun. And also having a photographer that gets it, like, that is a fucking game changer.
Yes.
Like, I'm doing this, I've got some fingers and some ice cream, and we're bringing hundreds and thousands out. Okay, cool.
Oh my god, I'm so excited to see this.
it was pretty fun. So I'm like, this is like so good. But like, from your perspective as somebody who's an incredible creative and who is fantastic in front of and behind the camera, what do you think like women need, like high achieving women, to help them feel authentic in a shoot or in a branding shoot, or even just like being able to straddle both worlds?
Well, for me, I feel like the way I see branding is like your personality. Like, it really is just showing and showcasing your personality and being able to then attract people in by just being you, you know. So if that means like, you know, getting some vanilla ice cream and hundreds and thousands and having fun, you know, like, people are going to be able to like actually connect with you in that way, you know. And I think that's like what gets missed, is like, we see these trends on social media, we see these things that are kind of like popping into our world, and we're like, oh my god, like, that worked for that person, I want to do that, that kind of looks sexy. And then you put yourself in that position, it feels a little bit uncomfortable, but you get these photos that look good or are trendy, but then you actually don't feel yourself in them, and so then kind of like loses that potency. So I feel like what it really comes down to is, one, being able to actually find somebody that you feel like you can be yourself with, which is huge, because, you know, you can work with the best photographer, like visually, like the best, you know, most awarded photographer. But then if you're not actually going to connect with them, if you don't actually feel safe to be yourself with them, then it loses that intimacy that you're creating in that space. But like, it's so true though.
So true. Right? You're nailing it. Like, the way you said it. They can take the best visual photographs, but like, you can feel the feeling in a photograph where there's been more, when there's been that connection, it's a completely different vibe.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're in a space with a photographer that you actually vibe with, it's going to be fun. So then the memories that are associated with that shoot are really positive, are really like high frequency emotions. So then you can like really like feel that when you're sharing these images. You know, so I really, the way I see it is find somebody that you vibe with, that you connect with, that you feel like you can be yourself with, that maybe shares like a similar energy, or maybe that just like inspires you a little bit. And then also to get clear on like, okay, who am I and how do I actually want to present into the world? Do I actually want to follow this trend? It's, which is okay if that's what you want to do, but like, do I genuinely want to follow this? And then how can I have fun doing this? Like, how can I have the most fun that I can have? Because I think especially in that CEO ambitious kind of world, like everything's pretty firm.
It's kind of rigid, you know? Black and white, isn't it? Like,
yeah. Like how can I have
what?
Yeah. And so being able to just have these little aspects that come in where it's like, oh, this actually can start to be a bit more fun. I just think it's so important. And that for me has been like my motto this year is like, okay, I need to have more fun. How can I do that? Because work, yes, there's going to be things that, you know, are going to feel sticky that I don't really want to do, but like, at least how can I have fun with it? You know, and for a lot of people getting their photo taken, yes, it can kind of be exciting, but for a lot of people, it's really uncomfortable. You know, it's a really uncomfortable thing to do. You know, so many triggers can come up, you know, so being able to have that safe space where you connect with somebody and you know that this container that you're going to create is just going to be like so supportive and encouraging and just beautiful that it is going to be able to create that kind of space to be able to have fun and be yourself.
Which I think always comes through with the photographs. Like even, I mean, you can see it with other shoots, but I think particularly with your own, you can see which shoots you're like, oh my God, I was really feeling myself in like that moment or in this shoot or these particular photographs. It's so, so different. So I think feeling is such a, it's such a big part of it. Have there been any branding shoots that you've been like, oh my God, this was so much fun. This one was incredible. Like any like real ones that you were like, oh, this is a game changer, or this particular part of the puzzle, or when we did this, it was just epic. It's like sticks out for you as like, oh wow, I would redo that again in a second.
I loved my most recent branding shoot, which was for a sexologist, and we hired at a studio, and it was just, oh, it was just so much. It was so much fun. Like we had an hour and a half, 2 hours, and it was just like outfit changes and sexy music and just like fun vibes. And, you know, I think going into these spaces, you know, especially with women that you don't know so much, you know, it's like this opportunity to like really get to know somebody in such a like a, I guess, a small time, you know, and there's always that kind of build up and the communication and the connection, you know, before you actually step into that space. But it's like, it is such like a little portal for 2 hours where you just get to vibe with somebody and you really get to see them drop in to the space. We ended up like doing these like honey shots, like these dripping like honey shots. Oh, I can't wait to like be able to share them. And it was just amazing, you know, and I don't feel like I shoot in studios that much, you know. It's very you know, typically my clients have always been more earthy and more outdoor space, which is also beautiful, but being in that space where it's like a little bit more kind of high end in that way, and just being able to like really focus in on the energy and not having to like worry about the lighting so much, and you know, just being in that space, just the two of us, just full creative energy, it was just so incredible. And then being able to then use those images to build her website, to build her brand, like to really take it to that next level, it was just a piece of cake. It was amazing.
So when you like, I mean, obviously I think when you work in a space similar to ours, you seem to attract the women into this space who support each other quite well. But I think sometimes there's people that sit outside it that are very like judgmental, and there's lots of judgment or criticism or competition. So what do you think, like when, you know, you work in the space that you do, the comparison to other women is just always going to be there. But just like the way that we are able to move through that, like, do you have anything that you're like, oh, this is, you know, what I see with the clients that I work with, or how I'm able to sort of like help them not be so crippled by judgment or competition or external stuff, whether or not it's like opinions of other people or friends who don't get your business or social media stuff? Like, what do you think you've seen with the women that you get to work with who, like, I mean, you work in such a vulnerable space. Like, it's taking photos, it's creating a mood, it's a feeling, like, it's like really, it's so vulnerable to be exposed in a way that, you know, taking photographs really, really does. So I'm just, I mean, I think working in like a sex or wellness or health industry where it's so, like, it's so particular, but it's so vulnerable at the same time, that I think there's so much competition to be the best, look the best, feel the best, that people are quite quick to cut you down for doing something that might be seen as like a bit cocky or a bit slutty or a bit provocative or whatever it is. So I'm just like, I'm curious, because like when you work with women, how do you help them with that? Like, is that they've already come to you and they're like completely healed with it, or is it something that you still see come up with them as you're working with them and like being like, no, you can be as free or as sexy or whatever it is you need, like put that photo on your website if it feels amazing, or yes, get in that position if that is how you're feeling yourself, like how do you think that works for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I really have felt this when I've hold my sisterhood photo shoots, which is an empowerment space where women come together and they, you know, basically strip down to topless and be photographed with women that they don't know in nature. And, you know, this is a very vulnerable experience. But I think like one of the things that I really noticed in that is like, you know, we start in our like undies or swimmers, and then probably like about two-thirds of the way through, we shed that top layer very like mindfully, very sacredly. And if women don't want to, then that's also beautiful, but there's always that opportunity. And the thing that I noticed from doing this for 4 years was that women actually feel more comfortable shedding that layer and actually just like dropping in and being in that like full vulnerable space held by other women, because then we kind of lose that like almost that like identity of who we are, and that like, you know, we compare ourselves in the way that we like we dress and how we show up. And, you know, like when we actually just get down to the raw aspect of like what it is to be a woman and realize that we are all so different, and then that's so beautiful, and that we all share these same feelings and doubts and thoughts and insecurities. And, you know, yes, we're like on our own path and our path is unique, but when we actually allow ourselves to be vulnerable and share that and put ourselves in spaces where there's crossovers of that path and we're able to meet other women on that journey, it is so incredibly healing. And I think that at the moment, the women that are working in that branding space, a lot of them have kind of been exposed to experiences like that. So they're already kind of stepping into that space where there's a little bit of that like understanding of that. There's a little bit of that healing that's already kind of started to happen around that body image, you know. But I think the things that come up now in the branding, it's, you know, yes, it's obviously a lot to do with the body, but it's like, oh, can you make sure you only photograph this side of my face? Like, this is my good side. And being able to have more of those sorts of things that come up, and you know, it's an interesting thing of like somebody coming and telling you that they want only one side to be photographed, and then you kind of come back and say, no, not happening. You know, and for a lot of people, that's like, fuck, what? What do you mean? And, you know, it's not that I don't, you know, get lots of photos of that perceived good side. But for me, when I'm taking these images, you know, yes, I want you to have images that you look and feel good in, but I also want there to be opportunities always to be able to fall in love with yourself even more. And, you know, whether that's in an embodiment-based like empowerment photo shoot or a sisterhood photo shoot or a branding photo shoot where you're like really professional and you're like, you know, setting this space for your business, you know, the theme is always going to be around like body acceptance and acceptance for self. And if we're like, you know, still trying to hide these aspects of ourselves and only ever allow ourselves to have one side of our face photographed, then we're never going to love that other side. We're never going to have the opportunity to actually see like, oh, hang on a sec, I actually really like this side of my face. And, you know, for me, I have like a missing tooth on my left side. And for so long, I hated being photographed on this side. But which is also funny because this eyebrow, I'm actually really self-conscious about. So it's like now I'm like, God, I have to like work with both sides of my face because, you know, like it actually, you know, all of it is perfect. But it's just so interesting that like, you know, these little things will always come up and, you know, you might love how this side of your face looks. Next day, maybe like, oh my God, I've got a pimple now and I have to have this side photographed. But it's like, this is my bad side. So now you don't get photos, you know, it's like, it's such a, you know, people kind of like say it as a joke and they kind of like, you know, make light of it. But the truth is like, if you're stepping into a space where you're wanting to be more embodied, where you're really wanting to practice your self-love and your acceptance for yourself, then it's time to actually start really working towards that and allowing yourself to have the opportunity to fall in love with those parts of yourself that you perceive as unlovable or unbeautiful.
Completely. And I mean, I just think it's one of those things that it's like, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in the space of, you know, one photo shoot or one good, you know, body day or one good outfit day. I think it's like, it's all of those little things. Like you're saying, letting yourself get photographed from both sides of your face, like letting like that be totally okay. Like, I mean, it had never even occurred to me that I had a good side and like a not so good side until a photographer said to me, you know, which side do you prefer? And I was like, fuck man, I don't know. Like my front side, my back side, like what are you talking about? I was like, oh, I don't know what you mean. Like, because I just like, I mean, before I started my business, I barely took a selfie. Barely had a presence in social media. So any of these things were all so brand new for me. I was like, oh, I don't know any of this. And I'd spent so much time like in a uniform that I didn't even have to think about what I was wearing. So it was just all like all the decisions were sort of done for me. And I didn't have to show up like that. So like I suppose like a couple of weeks ago I shared on my stories, like it was like in our house, like we're nude often and we were sort of like tanning out by the pool and we were all nude, so like no problem. And one of the photos that I put on my Instagram stories was like a naked one, like covered, you know, the bits and pieces that Instagram will otherwise censor. It was funny because I'd had the conversation with my husband and he was like, oh, like what sort of feedback are you, you know, thinking you'll get from this? And I was like, oh, well, I just feel really good in this. And I just sort of want to share those good vibes with other people. Like, do you know what I mean? Like I'm feeling good. So like maybe this will resonate with somebody else. And the comments and the feedback that came back were absolutely wild. Like they were so supportive and just like, oh my God, I understand this. Like the image itself could have been like, it could have been considered sexy and, you know, go on someone's spank bank, but it just wasn't that.
Yeah.
Just all women being like, oh my God, like I crave this sort of freedom nude. Oh, I crave this like, you know, sensual vibe. Oh, I wish I had more confidence to do this more often. Like there's no way I could ever feel that in my skin. And I just was like, oh, like this is exactly how I was feeling in this moment. It's so nice that I'm able to sort of like get there with other women where it's like, I'm so glad that you see that too, because this is what I saw in this moment.
Like, yeah.
After having kids and then, you know, all the weight gain and the loss and this and that, everything's changing. And it's like, oh, like my body is so different now to how it was, say, 5 years ago. But it's like, oh, actually, no, I feel really good about myself in this moment. I'm going to share this. And it resonated so deeply that I was like, oh, like I think that sometimes where, and I'm sure you've seen it with a lot of like your photo shoots, particularly the nude ones, it's like nude isn't so much like an invitation to be sexualized. It's like, this is just a freedom that I feel in my own self, like a freedom of expression piece, not inviting your like, I'm going to blah, 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 or come on your tits or whatever the fuck. Like I'm saying, like it's not that. Just like I feel really good in my body right now. I'm going to share that good vibe with somebody else and hopefully they will feel just as empowered as I do in this moment, because we need this. Like, and I think that's going to come back to like circle back to that comment I said to you before about like the competition from women or the judgment. It's like, I just know that that picture triggers some people who aren't even like beginning this journey or aren't even aware of it just yet, or why they think the things they do as like, oh my God, that's so slutty. Or, oh my God, I can see the side of it. Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, but the right people get it. And they're like, ah, oh, that is so nice. That's a really good vibe about, you know, kudos to you or whatever it might be.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you had a positive experience with sharing something like that, and you can kind of see, like you understand kind of like, well, why I'm so passionate about it, because it really is, nudity doesn't mean like sex, like, or being sexualized. Like, it's not, you know, you can be nude and you can be embodied and just feel really comfortable, but like, it doesn't mean that it's sexy or to be viewed in a sexy way. And I think a lot of women actually can kind of feel that and understand that. You know, I think that there's it always kind of, for me, it always comes back into like so much of the boudoir industry, and so many different kind of like, I mean, the porn as well. Like, porn is such a massive one, and so much of it is in this like orchestrating what it is to be sexy and to feel sexy and how it needs to look. And, you know, I think, well, there's been like photo shoots in which, you know, I have had like sisterhood photo shoots at the beach, and not a single woman there has felt like it's a sexualized experience, but then men will come and view it as a sexualized experience. And, you know, I've had men come and like, you know, take their pants off and sit behind a rock, and, you know, obviously you got to deal with those things when they come up, and there's a lot of frustrations and a lot of anger, because it's like, how can we, like, something that's just so pure and so beautiful, how does somebody like just think that the nude body, the natural form of a female, is just like an opportunity to always be sexualized, you know? And yeah, porn is a massive part of that. And, you know, then the aspect of like the boudoir industry of like how you're, you know, it's about looking good and it's about looking sexy and it's about having these like poses in a certain way to be able to, you know, present as this like, you know, goddess kind of like sexy imagery. Like, you can't, like, why can't you just like be able to rock up into a boudoir photo shoot and, you know, sit back on a chair and kind of let your, like, you know, your belly just soften, and maybe you've got some rolls, and if you want to wear some high heels, maybe you've got some high heels on, you maybe you've got no makeup, maybe you've got makeup, and you're just soft and your just chest is open and you're just like there. And like, that is sexy. That is empowering. That's beautiful. You know, yes, if you're feeling really beautiful and sexy and like dominant in your body and you want to make these poses, go for it. But I feel like there is this like, this idea around these boudoir photo shoots, especially that I'm seeing in the industry, that are like, oh, you have to like pop your butt out and then like suck your stomach in, and then you got to look this way, and then you got to put your finger in your mouth and, you know, pull this raunchy face. And, you know, it's just, it's so far from what it's meant to be about, for me at least. And yeah, I really want to start seeing some changes in that, because I do think, you know, especially with the boudoir industry, so much of why women get these photos, Yes, I think that there is a shift that's coming for themselves and women are getting these photos themselves, but a lot of times it's for gifts for men. It's gifts for their partner or their lover or their husband on their wedding day. And, it's if that's kind of like what is sexy, then how are you ever going to feel like you can just be yourself?
Yeah.
So I think that there's a lot of like different shifts that need to happen in certain industries to kind of like be able to create that like roll-on effect in society.
Completely. And I think there's different like tones of it almost. Like you can feel sexy in this outfit, but you can also feel sexy in your trackies. And you like I think it's that internal feeling of it needs to look a particular way in order for it to be sexy. And I think this is where like the big like the mindset work is super important and working with people who get it, I think is the big thing. Because a lot of the time, like if I'm post something, I know who's not gonna like it. Like, do you know what I mean? I know who that's not gonna land with or who's gonna be sort of like triggered or like, oh, don't like this. But I think that's why like your awareness of the people around you is so freaking important, because if you're around people who don't align with the way that you think or feel about your body or how you portray your sexy or your sensual self or what you like to do, I think you're limiting yourself. And I see that so often with clients, because it's like, oh, they'll come in and they'll sit on the couch and be like, oh, like, I don't know how I feel about this. Like everyone says I'm wrong for thinking this or wanting this. And they'll sit down and it's like, okay, cool. Like for me, like I'll, let them just completely dump everything to start with. And then it'll be like, well, why do you think like that? Like, why do you think that's wrong? And it's, oh, like fucking Billy Bob said it's wrong. Or like my girlfriend said this is a bad idea. Or like my next friend, she said blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay. So like your immediate like people are telling you that it's bad to dress, not wearing a bra, or that you can't like, from anything, from like what you wear to like your opinions, what you're liking on Instagram to the sort of sex you like, it's like the people around you will either make or break if you are free or not. Like if you're around people who think small, you'll think small. But I think that's why like you and I get attracted to people who are, high achieving and are the go-getters and are like, oh yes, like I want to think differently or I want to be differently or I'm just going to break the mold here, because it's so compelling to be around people like that. It's like, oh, this feels really good just because you're thinking differently. It's like you just want to be authentically how you feel. Like, and I think that's why, like, when I saw your pictures recently, I'm like, yeah, like do the Bali thing, enjoy it, tell me all about it, I want to hear all about it, just because it suits you. And like before we started recording, you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do next, like where I'm going, but we'll just work it out. And like, not, it was just super calm in that. Like I think that is like that's an empowered woman.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been really interesting. I think like for me, even just in my own self, like I've been going through a massive kind of journey and evolving so much and really shifting and trying to work out like what do I want? I left a long-term relationship that wasn't serving me and it's that like oh wow, like I really just get to choose the people that I want in my life that are going to support the highest versions of myself. And I think that's really important. And I think that, obviously when you love people in your life, you wanna keep them around and you wanna hold on to them. But then there's also that piece of like, oh, but am I actually being my best self? Am I actually being really honest and truthful? And, I feel like, yes, it affects your relationships, but it also affects everything in your life. And I really noticed that. Like it was a massive reason why I kind of fell away from the embodiment world and the self-love world because I didn't feel like I was able to be fully truthful and genuine in myself because, I was actually numbing a lot of emotions. And yes, I would still feel and I would still express and I'd still be able to hold space, but like I actually numbed a lot because I didn't want to have to deal with the big thing of having to say, leave my partner because it wasn't working. And so I think like, I mean, I feel like I've gone completely off topic, but I feel like there's just so much
No.
that comes with like just being really authentic and truthful with yourself and being honest with like, oh, these people are actually bringing value into my life and making me feel like I get to just be whatever version of myself, you know? And like
Yeah.
there's so many, like we're so multifaceted, especially as women, you know. We just have so many beautiful little aspects of who we are, and we're forever changing, you know, in our life and also in our cycles, we're forever changing. And so being able to have people that kind of just no matter what, like no matter what changes we go through, to just like love you and accept you. And you know, that is just like the recipe for just being able to fall in love with yourself even more. You know, it's that permission slip to really like drop into who you are.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
completely. Before I let you go, Soph, is there any hot tips in terms of, I'm going to say branding photo shoot prep, think are the like creme de la creme that are just like, oh my God, this is a must?
Branding tips before a photo
Can be
shoot.
absolutely anything. It can be like, I don't know, have a fucking whopper the night before to treat yourself to a cold plunge afterwards. I don't know. The like the
Honestly,
wild and the wacky. What is it that you are like, I think this is the essential?
I think women need to get in their sex and their pleasure
So sex
before
beforehand,
branding.
are we talking, Soph? Beforehand. Are
No,
we out?
I think that women, you know, when we are in our sex, when we're in our pleasure, you know, and that can be in so many different ways. Like, I just think being able to drop into your pleasure before you step into a photo shoot, especially a branding photo shoot, where you really, it's so important to have that magnetic energy, you know, being able to access that through self-love, through pleasure, through touch, whether that's with yourself, whether it's with a partner, you know, I think that is just such an incredible way to be able to like step into that space and really feel connected to yourself, really feel like you're this like embodied, powerful, courageous woman, because that is just like such an epic tool to be able to get there. Yeah. So masturbate, have
Of
sex.
course, I
I don't know. However you feel connected to yourself, you know, go do that thing and then, you know,
good.
come jump into a photo shoot
Yeah.
and just own it, you know. Let yourself be big, let yourself be loud, like, yeah, let yourself have it all, you know?
I love
Yeah.
it. Obviously, I love it. But thank you. Where can people find you, Soph? Where is the best place at the moment?
So I'm in between two Instagrams at the moment. So I have Imagery by Sophie and Branding by Sophie. I'm pretty sure Branding by Sophie has an underscore at the end. let me check.
Underscore in
Yeah,
there.
Branding by Sophie underscore or Imagery by Sophie. So basically I just have a separation between my self-love work and my branding and website design work at the moment. And I'm trying to find a way to integrate this into one account because I really don't like having two accounts, but we'll get there. And then I've also got my website, which is www.imagerybysophie.com. That has all of my packages and ways in which people can work with me. I am currently based in Melbourne. I have no idea where I'm going to be next year, but it will most likely be in between Sunshine Coast, Brisbane, Melbourne area. But I also travel. And yeah, I'm just so keen to be able to step into, you know, this space with more high achieving, ambitious women and be able to bring that pleasure and that fun and that embodiment into their branding, because I think it is so needed. And it is just going to help those women be able to step a little bit out of their masculine and bring that feminine energy in. Yeah.
I love it. And you're an utter genius, a creative genius. Your photos are, photos feels like too less of a word to use for the stuff that you do. So I think you're utterly incredible. But I thank you so much for your time. So the women are going to love this, maybe even the fellas, maybe they can learn a thing or two because
Yeah,
I
bring the
love
fellas in.
Bring the fellas in, she says. Perfect. Well, thank you all for listening. Like, share, follow the standard stuff on the pod as per usual. I will tag all of Soph's stuff in the show notes so you guys can go find her and like crush on her like I do. Until next time, thanks, Soph. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much.